Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
It is 7:22 in the Twin Cities. Esme Murphy, along with Bruce Langer, he's with Chartered Financial he's a Chartered Financial Analyst of EPIQ Partners. Bruce, want to ask you about something that you hear a lot about, and I think that a lot of people are very confused about. And certainly, the value has been all over the map. It's down pretty dramatically from where it was earlier, just a few months ago, really. Bitcoin. What is Bitcoin?
Well, Bitcoin is amongst hundreds of cryptocurrencies. And it's built upon this blockchain technology, which is really a sophisticated electronic accounting software that lets you know exactly who owns a transaction throughout the history of that transaction. And it assigns ownership and value to that transaction. And it is a very, very interesting concept around value and ownership that has sort of a libertarian ethos to it. And it's been the concept has been around for a long time, but we have now the technology and the computing power actually to have a trading platform around it.
All right, and you can actually get, and I wasn't aware of this until pretty recently, but you can get like one Bitcoin is currently, I'm just looking at. Yeah, the Google value, $6,400. But you can actually, can't you purchase like a part of a Bitcoin?
Sure. Yeah, they can get it down to many decimals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Now, Bitcoins were trading a lot higher not that long ago. What happened?
Supply and demand. And there has been some concerns about the security of the ownership of Bitcoin. It's traded all over the world 24 hours a day, and some of the vaults, and I'm holding my hands up and making quotes, can be
the air quotes.
Yes, the air quotes can be compromised. And when these coins, these cyber coins, are compromised and go missing, they're gone. And because there's no government and no insurance companies backing them up, there's nobody you can go to
complain.
The FDIC or the Securities Exchange and say, help me recover what I have lost. And that is the interesting, you know, philosophical conversation about the value of currency. The U.S. dollar is backed by the full faith and credit of our government.
Right.
Who is backing the value of Bitcoin or Ethereum, or there's hundreds of other of cryptocurrencies out there.
All right. And it's my understanding that really the person who invented Bitcoin is a complete mystery. Nobody really knows who he is.
Correct.
Okay. Do people come into you and say, hey, Bruce, I'm thinking about, you know, kind of getting with it here, and I want to get into some of these new currencies here, and I'd like to put down, you know, some money to invest in that. I mean, what do you tell people?
We've had definitely some interesting conversations at Epic Partners. You know, we will take our clients and say, we want to learn, and we will absolutely have the conversation with you. And if it's a rabbit hole, we will be very, very careful, and we want to do our homework, right? Be prepared to understand what this is all about. We don't know everything, and we're very comfortable saying that we do not know something.
Right.
And if it's too good to be true, it probably is.
It doesn't sound like the kind of investment that you'd encourage maybe somebody of a middle-income couple approaching retirement to plow their money into Bitcoin.
Without question. You know, there's no question that something with a price volatility that a Bitcoin has you need to be prepared to lose it. It's a casino at this point.
Wow. Okay. And you're saying that it's not just Bitcoin. There are many other of these cryptocurrencies out there.
Absolutely. And they're just about anything can be turned into a initial coin offering. You'll hear about ICOs. And just in this last week, there was an article. The FBI currently has 130 active investigations into initial coin offerings that are scams.
Wow. Okay. So this is not something you want to just kind of venture off into casually.
Correct. It's a target rich environment for people who are susceptible to parting with their money. And the bad guys know this.
Wow. Okay. And over 100 FBI investigations there.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.